Karen Curley performed on Broadway for almost 30 years, and a lot of the roles she played back then were for younger women. Now performing at 62, she has a lot of new songs to learn.
And now to have that whole bunch of songs opened up to me and handed to me on a silver platter, it doesn't get better than that.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. Karen Curley says if you get to a certain age and you start wondering, what's it all about? You should go back and do what you did at 13. For Karen, that was singing.
Nobody could sing like I could sing when I was 13. And it's just a gift. It's a gift. There was no technique involved. It was just I knew how to sing.
That voice eventually landed Karen on Broadway. She performed in shows like Cats, Showboat, and The Tap Dance Kid. Karen was in her 40s when she decided to leave showbiz to raise her son. But now she's ready to perform again. Every summer, Karen spends a month in Onekama with her husband, Mark. And this year, she's curated a one-woman show of different Broadway tunes, which she'll perform in Manistee next Friday. The show is titled, What Is This Thing Called Love? And Karen's discovered that roles for older women are fewer, but also much deeper and more intense.
You know, when you fall in love as a young person, or when you're singing songs as a young person, there's this layer, and it's just kind of that top layer, and that's great. It's all great. And you got this big old voice, and you can just put those songs over. When you are older, the chords are a little more interesting, and so you have to make interesting choices vocally. And then, of course, you've lived a whole life. So all those lyrics mean something completely different than they did when you were 30, because there's this whole life of two marriages and a child, a grown child, and living in Brooklyn for, you know, 32 years, and all of the things that the adventures of life bring that have an impact on the way you think about what love is.
I didn't know what time it was then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was.
So a lot of it has to do with how you've grown as an individual and then how your voice has maybe changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, voices change. Like bodies change, voices change. And so there was some embracing that difference, because when I was on Broadway, I did those big, huge, like Maggie and at the ballet and Grisabella and Cats and sang that memory song. I had that big, huge, massive belt, which I still do, but it just has to be a little more tenderly negotiated, I guess I'd say. So that impacts the way you sing a song and the way you interpret a song.
Charlie, nothing's the way that it was. I liked it the way that it was. Charlie, you and me, we were nicer then. We were nice, kids and cities. Trees were nice, everything. I don't know who we are anymore, and I'm starting not to care.
Look, when we were talking on the phone, you said something along the lines of, you know, when you were younger, you sing certain songs, you have certain roles. Now that you're kind of re-entering performance again, how has that changed your repertoire and the characters you play?
Yeah, so, you know, when you're young and you come to New York, as I did at 28, and you're right for just about everything. In every audition, they're looking for, you know, 8 to 15 or 30 or 50 or Showboat 70 people. You're going to fall in there somewhere. When you're of an age, there's one role in every ninth show for somebody of that age. So you have to make sure that those are the songs you're learning, because you need to walk in with Send in the Clowns, whether you like it or not. You have to know it, because that's the role you will get. Or, you know, Ladies Who Lunch from Company. And I would never have sung those songs. I would never have even been considered for those roles. So it's a whole new bunch of roles, but again, very defined and very specific.
Do you ever miss the old roles or the songs that would accompany those younger roles?
I don't miss anything. My way of looking through life is, this is fabulous right now. And the fact that I can pull out a bunch of these songs that you're going to hear next week and sing them is the biggest thrill.
Leave you, leave you. How could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart.
You can hear Karen Curley's one-woman Broadway show About Love next Friday, September 8th, at the Ramsdale Regional Center for the Arts in Manistee. She'll even be performing a few songs with her husband, Mark. For more info, check out our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Wanshura.
The world's great books and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen looks from those injured eyes. Can I leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sting?